called God Encounters. God Encounters. And I promise you, by the end of the service, we're going to have a God encounter. We already have, but we're going to have. Before I get started, let me read to you something funny. At least I think it's funny, and that's all that matters. And my wife. Three elderly ladies were discussing the trials of getting older. One of them said, "Sometimes I catch myself with a jar of mayonnaise in my hand in front of the refrigerator, and I can't remember whether I need to put it away or start making a sandwich." The second lady chimed in, "Yes, yeah, sometimes I find myself on the landing of the stairs and can't remember whether I was on my way up or on my way down." The third lady responded, "Well, I'm glad I don't have that problem, knock on wood." Then she raps her knuckles on the table. Then says, "Oh, that must be the door. I'll get it." Okay. Here we go. Today we're talking about the wonderful person and work of the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 11, John the Baptist foretold prophetically what the ministry of Christ would bring to us through the Holy Spirit. "I indeed baptize you with water to repentance," John the Baptist speaking, "but he who is coming after me," that's Jesus, "is mightier than I, whose sandals I'm not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." Someone say fire.
Fire.
So the fire of the Holy Spirit speaks of the intensity, the passion, the power, the purity, the love, the fullness, the consuming work of the Holy Spirit in the life of believers. Jesus talked about the Holy Spirit, especially in the book of John. He said, "I'm leaving, but I'm sending another comforter, another helper." He used the word parakletos. And a parakletos means to come alongside to help. And it was used in that time as a defense attorney, someone representing you in court. But the descriptions of the parakletos are these things. It means comforter, counselor, helper, teacher, intercessor, strengthener, guide, and advocate. Those eight words summarize or are all descriptive pronouns of the Holy Spirit. He's our comforter. There's no pain in this room that the Holy Spirit can't comfort. He's our counselor. He gives us guidance. He's our helper. Man, that just covers everything. He's our teacher, our intercessor. He's our strengthener. He's our guide. He's our advocate. And the Holy Spirit is ours because of Jesus. Now, Jesus also said in the book of Acts chapter 1, verse 4, he being assembled together with them, Jesus commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father. That's the Holy Spirit, which he said, "You've heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." So they asked him, "Lord, tell us about the kingdom." And he says, "It's not your right to know those seasons." But here's what he said, verse 8. "But you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And that power will make you a witness both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the whole world." So I'd like to say it like this. When you came to Christ, God made you a brand new Corvette. Okay? Or a brand new, what's your favorite car? A brand new Bentley. A brand new Rolls Royce. Okay? That's what you are. But you're not going anywhere until there's gas in the tank. And so the Holy Spirit is the power for your Christian life to function. So God doesn't say, "Well, I've made you a Christian, now be strong on your own." No, the Holy Spirit's your strength. "I've made you a Christian, now serve me on your own." No, the Holy Spirit gives you the power for holiness. So holiness isn't self-effort. It's Holy Spirit sanctifying grace. He gives me the power to overcome sin. He gives me the power to overcome my past. He gives me the power to overcome fear. He makes me bold as a lion. So the Holy Spirit, that's the word dunamis, power. You shall receive power, heavenly, supernatural faculty. You shall receive heaven's ability when the Holy Spirit comes into your world. And so your pastor is a full-blown Holy Spirit radical. My whole life, listen, the Holy Spirit is the senior pastor of this church. So he's the shepherd, I'm just the sheepdog, and today I'm just going to bark. Okay? I'm just going to help you understand what he has for you, because the Holy Spirit is the one who knows everything about your life. The Holy Spirit is God's agency of heavenly salvation and deliverance. So my first point today is the gift of the Holy Spirit, or we like to call it the baptism of the Holy Spirit, is for every single believer. The gift of the Holy Spirit is for you. Come on, tell me, preacher. Turn to someone and say, the Holy Spirit's for you too. Tell them that. In Acts chapter 2, verse 1, the Bible says, and on the day of Pentecost, means 50. It's 50 days after the Day of Atonement. So on that day, the day of Pentecost, they were all gathered together in one place and in one accord. And suddenly there came a sound, the Greek word echoes, a loud roar from heaven, as if it was a mighty rushing wind. A wind didn't come, but the sound of a wind came. And it filled the house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire and sat upon each of them. So there's 120 people. They've been waiting now in the upper room in Jerusalem. Jesus said, go wait till the Holy Spirit comes. So Jesus ascended on high. He is given the jurisdictional rights to the Holy Spirit. And he says, okay, Holy Spirit, go into the earth. And he poured out the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, and it came to the early church. And so verse 4 says this. Here's their response. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues, unlearned tongues, heavenly tongues, as the Holy Spirit gave them utterance. So in the Bible, the initial evidence, the scriptural evidence of being filled with the Holy Spirit is speaking in other tongues. And so no matter what you've been told about tongues, that they're not really important, or they're from the devil, or that gift has passed away, the Bible doesn't say any of those things. The Holy Spirit and his gifts are for every believer, and speaking in tongues is for every single believer. We're going to talk about why. So Peter then stands up. So they come out of the upper room. It's only 9 a.m. And they come out. They're so happy. Listen, they're so happy, people think they're drunk. If you want to be happy, just get more of the Holy Spirit. Pastor, I need more love. Well, you have heaven's love in you. The Holy Spirit, let it flood through you. See the fruit of the Spirit. Love and joy and peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, patience, self-control. That's in you. It's in the Holy Spirit. So Peter said, verse 14, hey, these men aren't drunk with wine, seeing it's only 9 a.m. But this is that spoken by the prophet Joel, says the Lord. In the last days, I'll pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men see vision. Your old men dream prophetic dreams. I'll pour out my Spirit upon my servants and handmaidens, and they'll prophesy. So Peter said, once the Holy Spirit comes, he's never going to stop talking to you about your prophetic destiny. He's going to give you prophecies about it. He's going to give you visions about it. He's going to give you dreams about it. And every encounter you have with God is a prophetic purposeful encounter to help you find your purpose as a human being on this planet. The Holy Spirit's here to help you. Okay? So he preaches this great message, and in summation, in down to verse 38, he says this, repent, which means to change your mind and change your life. Your life will always follow in the same direction as your dominant thoughts. When you change your mind, you change your life. Okay, repent and let every one of you be baptized, immersed, filled in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So he said this, let's get saved, receive Christ, Turn from your sin, receive Christ, receive forgiveness is a gift. Then get baptized in water. Okay? Tonight we have water baptisms. At 6 o'clock, come early, bring a change of clothes. If you've never been baptized as an adult believer, or since the age of, the age of accountability, whatever that was, if you've never been submersed in water in the name of Jesus Christ, come tonight, because it's more than a ritual. It's a supernatural expression. It is an encounter with God. It'll change your life. So be baptized. And then he said this, then you shall receive the Holy Spirit. These are the three pillars of Christianity: salvation through repentance, water baptism after repentance, and then the gift of the Holy Spirit. Those three things make up the three main tenets of Christian faith. You have to have all three of those things. If you're saved and water baptized and not spirit filled, you're missing out. God wants you to have everything Christ died to give you, and the Holy Spirit. Then he said this in verse 39, for the promise is to you and to your children. And then he looks into the future, and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God shall call. So 2,000 years ago, Simon Peter prophesied, someday a little boy named Michael Maiden will be at Big Bear Camp in California. And a man named Ken Gullickson, the founder of the Vineyard Church Movement, is a youth pastor, is talking, and Michael Maiden's 11 or 12 years old. And he says, today I'm going to talk about the Holy Spirit. I had never heard about the Holy Spirit. I didn't know there was Holy Spirit. I didn't know if it was a gift, a shoe, a hat. And he said, we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit. And he said, the Holy Spirit's going to visit you. By his second sentence, without knowing anything, I lifted up my hands in the mountains of California and started speaking in a heavenly language. The Holy Spirit visited me supernaturally as a little boy. And the Holy Spirit has been a part of my journey for 50 years. And I'm here to brag. I'm here to boast about the Holy Ghost and tell you how awesome he is. The Holy Spirit's for every believer. Every believer. Well, Pastor, can you have the Holy Spirit not speak in tongues? Yes, but that's like having your shoe with no tongue in it. That's like having your car with no gas in it. So no matter what you've been taught, cessationist teaching teaches that the gifts passed away, but the Bible doesn't say that. The gifts are for every believer. Until Christ comes back again, we need the fullness of the Holy Spirit in our life. Now, please listen to me. The more dark the world gets, the more powerful the gifts of the Holy Spirit must be in your life, because God's going to give you the strength to overcome an ever-increasing dark culture, but only by the remedy of the Holy Spirit. You need everything heaven has for you. You need the gift of prophecy. You need to speak in tongues. You need all the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Okay. Point number two, the initial scriptural evidence of the baptism of the Holy Spirit is speaking in other tongues. So several times in the book of Acts, when they were filled, they had the initial manifestation of speaking in tongues. Acts chapter 10, while Peter's speaking at Cornelius's house, he's the first Gentile. So the gospel for many years has only been to the Jews. Christ is the Messiah of Israel. So in chapter 10 of, it's an important chapter of Acts, the Gentile world is engrafted into the messianic promise of Christ. So the whole world gets Jesus. Amen. He came as the seed of Abraham, but because of God's great love, God extended the grace of salvation to the whole world. That's good news. That's good news. So Peter's preaching at the Gentile Cornelius's house, an Italian soldier, and he's preaching. And Peter's, first of all, it took three visions, trances from the Holy Spirit to convince people to even go to that house and preach, because that was contrary to their doctrine that Gentiles could be saved. But the Holy Spirit was changing his thoughts. So Peter's preaching and he's telling him about Jesus. He hasn't even got to the good stuff yet. He hasn't got to the Shundale Siki stuff. But while Peter, Acts 10:44, while Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon those who heard the word. And those are the circumcision. These are messianic believers that had come with Peter to this circumstance. Were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also. I remember this year we're celebrating the 50th year of the charismatic renewal. And 50 years ago, when Catholic people started praying in tongues, it shocked the Pentecostal world. Because the week before that happened, the Pentecostals were preaching in their services that the Pope was the Antichrist. And the Catholic Church was Babylon. And that was a common Pentecostal doctrine in the 50s and 60s in America. And so all of a sudden, people are praying in tongues that Pentecostals didn't even think could be saved. Me likey. I love it when God saves and fills people that you don't even think could be saved or filled. I love it. It's awesome. So Peter then says, okay, the Holy Spirit's taken over. How do they know? Well, verse 46, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. So without a lesson, so Peter didn't say, okay, we're going to have a lesson on speaking in tongues. Everybody say, you pluribus urim. Everybody say, mandai shandai after me. Really, really. No, the Holy Spirit just, bam. Just like I got it as a little boy. Okay. So the Holy Spirit came. Acts 19, same kind of thing. It happened while Apollos was in Corinth. Then Paul, having passed through the upper region, came to Ephesus. Finding some disciples, he said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? Okay. So they said, well, we've not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit. Okay. They didn't know anything about the Holy Spirit. And he said, unto what have you been baptized? They said, unto John's baptism. That Paul said, John indeed baptized with a baptism for repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who would come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard that, so they moved from John's baptism to Jesus. They received Jesus. They were baptized in water. Verse 6, then Paul laid his sweaty apostolic hands on them, and the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with other tongues and prophesied. Oh man. So the initial manifestation of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit was this release of unlearned languages. Let me talk about three of the tremendous benefits of praying in tongues. When we pray in tongues, when we speak in tongues, we build ourselves up in faith. We build up ourselves in faith, okay? Here's what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14. Pursue love, desire spiritual gifts, and especially that you can prophesy. For he that speaks in tongues does not speak to men, but to God. No one understands him. In the spirit, however, he speaks mysteries. He that prophesies speaks to the church, edification, exhortation, and comfort. He that speaks in other tongues edifies himself. He that prophesies edifies the church. Verse 5, I wish you all spoke in tongues, and even more importantly, that you prophesy. He that prophesies in a general assembly of the church gathering is greater than he that speaks in tongues, unless he interpret it. So, verse 39, desire earnestly to prophesy and do not forbid to speak in tongues. Let everything be done. So, what happened was they were so new to the Holy Spirit, a speaker would stand up and just start speaking in tongues. For 45 minutes, everybody going. By the end of 45 minutes praying in tongues, you're going to be so built up, but no one else will be. So Paul said, in a public assembly, don't speak in tongues unless you interpret it, okay? Don't have prolonged periods of praying in tongues because it only blesses you. So prophecy in known languages is more valuable in the ecclesia gathering than praying in tongues from the pulpit or from the stage or from the leadership position. But then he says, don't forbid speaking in tongues. I want you all to pray in tongues. I want you all to prophesy. But here's what he said. He that prays in unknown tongues edifies himself, builds himself up. So if you need your gas tank filled, just pray in tongues for a while. Come on, instead of listening to country music on the way to work, start praying in tongues. You with me? So just take a few moments in your day and insert a moment with God. Start praying in tongues. Get your engine going. You'll fill yourself with faith. The Bible says in the book of Jude, But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. So praying in tongues builds up my faith. The next verse says, keep yourself in the love of God. I love that. Praying in tongues fills up, replenishes my reservoir of love for folks. I don't know about you. I found out every day I got to fill my reservoir up. Amen. No matter how filled I get on Sunday, I wake up on Monday a little dry. And so I got to pray, replenish, pray in tongues, and let my faith be built and let my heart be reconnected to love. The love of God, Romans 5:5 says this, is shed abroad in your hearts by the Holy Spirit that's given to you. When you pray in tongues, the lover himself, the Holy Spirit, rises up inside of you. Faith grows and love flows when you pray in tongues. Amen. Pray in tongues every time you get. It builds up your faith. It encourages you. The second thing praying in tongues does, when we pray in tongues, we hit the target in prayer because we're praying the perfect will of God. So when I pray in tongues, I'm praying the most perfect prayer I can pray, except for scripture. So if I'm praying a scripture, or if I'm praying in tongues, those are always be the most accurate prayers because they're divinely, the origin is divine. Now, you have to get this because you have to understand something. You don't know as much as God. Someone said, oh, finally, someone spoke the truth. Okay? Here's what the Bible says in Romans 8. Likewise, the Holy Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. For we don't know how to pray as we should. But the Holy Spirit himself, the Holy Spirit's a person. He lives in you. You can talk to him. He's your partner, your comforter, your counselor, your helper, your friend. He's your earthly partner in this journey of faith. The Holy Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Words spoken in unlearned languages, which includes a groaning of the Spirit. Now he, the Holy Spirit, who searches the hearts, knows what is the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So when I pray, the word intercession in that verse means to hit the bullseye. When I pray in tongues, so I pray for you, I'll pray some great scriptures over you. So I pray for the church every day. I pray these awesome prayers. I pray for any specific needs I know. And then I pray biblical prayers about protection, blessing, prosperity, healing, health, your family, salvation, destiny fulfilled. And then I, after a few moments, when my finite intellect has exhausted its possibilities, I shift over into the unending intellect, the unending vocabulary, the unending wisdom of God, and I start praying for you in another language. And when I'm praying in the other language, I know I'm hitting the bullseye every single time. And the next verse says, we know this, consequently, all things work together for the good of them that love God, called by his purpose. Now, please get this. You can't have verse 28 without 26 and 27. In other words, all things don't work together until someone's prayed prayers. Until someone's hit the target. And once you hit the target in a spirit-empowered and led prayer, supernaturally God puts his grip on your circumstance. And he begins to bring a synergy of divine cooperation and outcome. Because someone has prayed powerful prayers. Number three, singing in our heavenly language is one of the most beautiful ways of expressing a profoundly deep worship to God. So I do all kinds of fun things. I go through the alphabet talking about Jesus, talking about God, you're almighty, you're the Alpha, the Omega, your beginning, the end, the bright morning star, the beautiful one, your Calvary's champion, the comforter of the broken. You're the counselor of those that need guidance. You're my day star. You're my deliverer. You're David's mighty king. You're the everlasting God, the great Emmanuel. You're the friend of sinner, the forgiver of my sins, the spirit of favor in my life. You're the glory of God, the good shepherd. You're my healer, my hope giver, my Hosanna. You're the great I am, the way, the truth, the life. I am the door of the sheep. I am the light of the world. You're J, you're Jesus, my justifier, Yahshua, my savior. You're my joy giver. You're the just one. You're the king of kings, the Lord of lords, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the mighty one of Israel. You're more than enough. You're the name of all names. You're the only wise God, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. You're the Prince of Peace, the power of God to salvation. You're the conqueror. You're the redeemer, the restorer. You're the savior of the world. Your truth personified. You're the triumphant one. You're the spirit of understanding. You're the voice. You're the vine. You're the victor over sin and sickness. You're the way, the truth, the life. You're the witness risen from the dead. You're the powerful worshiping warrior that rescued us from hell. You're yesterday, today, and forever the same. You're the zeal of God. I say stuff like that. But then I come to an end. So I exhaust my finite, limited capacity of worship. So then I just go into a world where my vocabulary is inexhaustible. And I open the cage and let my spirit, like an eagle, soar. And I start, balamos alamoy andasa, ilamala sandalama lo so komoshi, la 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 ma sandalama andasa namoko. And I start worshiping in a different world. And my spirit starts soaring like an eagle. And my vocabulary has no limitation. Here's what the Bible says. 1 Corinthians 14:15. What is the conclusion? I will pray in the Holy Spirit. I will pray also with my understanding in my known language. I will sing with the gift of the Holy Spirit in my heavenly language. And I will sing in my known language. Spanish, English, Romanian. Today we have service in 9 or 10 languages in our campus. Oh yeah, glory a Dios. We have all these blessings. Okay, last point. The baptism of the Holy Spirit unleashes the glorious gifts of the Spirit to flow in our lives. So every day I pray for God to fill me with his fruit and fill me with his gifts. It's the two wings of the overcoming eagle's flight. Fill me with your love, Papa God. Fill me, Holy Spirit, with love, agape love, with joy, with peace, with kindness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, patience, self-control. Now fill me, Holy Spirit, with prophecy, tongues, interpretation of tongues, working of miracles, gifts of healing, supernatural faith, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning of spirits. I want it all. And the Bible says those gifts are for anyone who desires them. Well, Pastor, if God wants me to speak in tongues, he'll just give it to me. He won't if you don't ask. If he wants me to prophesy, he'll give it to me. Yeah, that's not how it works. In the kingdom of God, anything you can live without, you will. You have to desire it. He's the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You have to say, God, I want to prophesy. God, I want the word of knowledge. Mary and I were engaged, and I was in seminary in California. She was working here as the receptionist, the assistant to my pastor, father, at New Life Chapel. Our church was at 25th Street in Roosevelt in the late 70s. And I was talking to her. At that time, I was paying my way through college, working at Coldwell Banker, downtown Los Angeles. And so I was calling her from, you'll have to Google this, all you young people. I was calling her from a pay booth, a phone booth, these ancient things. And I was in the phone booth with the plexiglass and the putting in quarters. And we're talking. I say, I love you. I love you more. I love you more, more. I love you more, 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 more. I miss you. I miss you. So we're having a real deep conversation. And so she says to me, excuse me, I have to put you on hold. Someone's coming to the office. That's all she said in a normal voice. So I'm on hold. The moment she said that, the Holy Spirit spoke to me. And he said this, your fiance's life is in mortal danger. I want you to pray so death does not take her. I dropped to my knees in a public phone booth. And I started, I prayed like a maniac. Because death had come for my wife. I prayed, I'm praying 1 minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 7 minutes. Between 7 and 10 minutes, finally, I was dropping in quarters while I'm praying in tongues. And finally, she comes on and she's shaking. She says, oh, Mike, can I believe it happened? A man just walked into this office holding a large knife with blood running down his hand. And he came right up to my desk and stood there right at the foot of my desk and said, are you alone? And she said, the Holy Spirit came upon me and gave me the answer to say, no, I'm not. And she pointed to my dad's office, but he wasn't there. The only person that was with my wife that day was the Holy Spirit. And the murderous demon in that man stood there for another 2 to 3 minutes without saying a word, just stared her down. And across 450 miles away, a little skinny back then, 19-year-old Bible college student is groaning in tongues. And while I'm praying in tongues, angels are coming around my fiance. And without saying a word, he turned around and marched out of the office. And the devil couldn't take my fiance. Because I prayed in a language that unleashed. I didn't know how to pray. I didn't know how to pray. Oh, I have so many stories. Unbelievable stories. He's not here, so I'll rat him out. My son, Timmy. He's 14 years old. He's like freshman in high school. We didn't let our kids date till they're like 17. And a date was their boyfriend coming, sitting in my couch, staring at me. I just want you to know I don't like you already. My daughter's like, Dad, all of our boyfriends are afraid of me. I said, I know. Isn't that awesome? That's the way God meant it to be. Hallelujah. So my little son, Timmy, just great little kid, little basketball phenom. He won the Reebok commercials contest for dribbling, inventive, or making up dribbles, just unbelievable stuff. So he said, Daddy, I'm going to spend my night at my friend's house. So the moment he said that to me, the Holy Spirit said, your son's lying to you. And so he went out the door, going to his friend's house, and he said, he's with a girl. And he said, the Lord said to me, they're at this movie theater. Pastor Mike, what did you do? Yeah, I did it. Oh, yeah. Bought me tickets. Mary and I walked into the theater, sat in the row behind them, tapped my, hi, Timmy, we're here to watch the movie too. He's sitting right next to his little girlfriend. Someone say the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit will help you parent your children. The Holy Spirit, God, thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the gift of praying and worshiping in a heavenly tongue. Oh, God. Come on, just lift your hands to heaven. Say this out loud with me. Lord Jesus, fill me with the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, give me the gift of praying in tongues. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for coming into my life. I receive you. I surrender to you. I accept your gifts. In Jesus' name. Lord, we love you. Don't just keep your hands raised. If you're filled with the Holy Spirit, I want you to start singing or praying in tongues. Lama sanda mala mala sa. Ila lama sa la la pa ma so ko sho la ma sa. Come on, come on. Oh la la na sando sho la mo la si kaliambo lo po sa. Hali ala mo so bo ma mo sho ko se. Lama la so ko no mo lo mo lo na ma si. Come on, come on, let it rise. Let it rise. Lord, fill everyone here that doesn't yet pray in tongues. Just baptize them now. Baptize them. Oh, la mama, mamo, sola, yananda, solo, malia, la, 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 no, no, so. Prayer team, would you come join me at the altar? Keep worshiping God. Just stand to your feet. Keep worshiping. Just, you're doing so good. Ha, la, la, la. Come on, lift your voice. If you're filled with the Holy Spirit, sing a new song to God. Sing a new song to God. Oh, la, 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 mana, santo, bosco. Come on, come on. Oh, la, la, man. Let your spirit out. Uncage your spirit. You are made to soar in the heavens. That the Lord spoke to me that there are two, just keep praying, there are 200 people today that don't have a release yet in your heavenly language. God's going to give it to you today. This gift is for all who call upon the name of the Lord, not just for preachers and pastors. It's for every believer. Oh, the Holy Spirit, your friend, your partner. Oh, the Holy Spirit gives you power, guides you, heals you, helps you. If you say, Pastor, keep praying. You that are spirit-filled, keep praying. If you say, Pastor, I don't pray in tongues yet, wave your hand at me. Say, Pastor, I don't have that gift yet. And just come on, be honest, don't be afraid. Come on, today's your day. Today, there's like 200 of you that God wants to release. So here's what I want you to do. If you don't yet have the release of tongues, come and join us at the altar. We're going to keep worshiping God. God's going to fill you today with the ocean of love. The river, Jesus said, out of your belly will flow rivers of living waters. If you don't yet have the Holy Spirit, especially with the evidence of praying in tongues, come and join us. The rest of you just keep worshiping. Come on down forward. We're going to pray for you at the altar. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. The Holy Spirit is pouring out. Open your mouth, He will fill it. Church staff, help me pray for folks down front, please.
Let your glory rain down. 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 Let your glory rain. Let your glory rain down.
My bodies are being healed. Miracles are happening.
Let your glory
miracles are happening. Just receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit.
Let your glory rain.
Receive the Holy Spirit.
Let your glory rain. Let your glory rain down. Let your fire come down. Let your fire come down. Let your fire
be filled. The Holy Spirit.
Let your fire come.
Be filled. Holy Spirit.
Let your glory, let your fire.
Sister Ruth. Can pray for the ladies here. Come on, you're doing great, you're doing great. Keep worshiping God. Let's create a heavenly atmosphere. As the Spirit gave them utterance, be filled, be filled, be filled, be filled. Lola masalandianda so como shola malasi. Dola moda salala mosana la maso tolomasi. La 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 sana so colomosho. Ila la la sana la motion tolomasi.